Wisconsin's population grew by almost 37,000 people from July 2010 to July 2012. While white people still make up the overwhelming majority of the state, that population is growing slower than any other racial group. African American and American Indian populations are slowly on the rise. Asian racial groups and people of two or more races are flourishing more than any other ethnic group. Angelique Harris is an assistant professor of social and cultural sciences at Marquette University. She says when it comes to people with mixed races, younger people are living in more urban areas and come into contact with people of other backgrounds more often than in previous generations.
And now that because you don't have, you know, fear of discrimination or segregation and whatnot to the same extent, preventing people from marrying or entering into relationships with each other, you're going to have this beginning to happen more and more.
More counties across the country, especially in Texas and California, are becoming majority-minority, meaning white people are the minority and historical minorities become the majority. Harris says it's inevitable that Wisconsin's culture will change.
Not necessarily the next 10 years or 15 years, but, you know, 40 years down the line, you know, Wisconsin's not going to look the way that it looks now. And, you know, I guess for the good, for the bad, the other, whatever it is, you know, it's going to be fascinating.
Harris says the transformation will occur first in urban centers and will slowly spread to rural areas. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.